Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long. Happy to welcome in now Kurt Helin, lead NBA writer and managing editor for NBC Sports. How you been, Kurt?
I've been good, gentlemen. How are you?
Hanging in there, a little bit disgruntled after the outcome yesterday of Pelicans versus Lakers. But first off, man, oh man, what can you say about this New Orleans squad? Obviously, achieved a 49-win season, but that's only good for seventh in the Western Conference this year. And man, oh man, the Pel's home record, nothing to brag about.
No, it was a little down, but I mean, 49 wins isn't nothing. I mean, you're a three seed in the East. You know, it's just this is a really deep Western Conference where, you know, like I said, you get your reward for having a 49-win season is getting like LeBron and Anthony Davis. It's just that kind of conference. But overall, I thought it was pretty good. They did struggle at home. There were certainly ups and downs over the course of the season, and not some of the consistency, but you started to see what this team could be. I think really you started to see moments where it really came together, and there were stretches where, honestly, they looked like the second-best team in the West, and they've just got to try to recapture that now under the bright lights.
Kurt, looking at this rematch tomorrow night, we're moving forward to the play-in tournament. Obviously, Western Conference plays on Tuesday, and then the Eastern Conference plays on Wednesday. I'll get to that later on. But looking at the rematch between the Pelicans and the Lakers, Zion Williamson said post-game that he was too passive. He needed to be more aggressive in a game like that, where he only took 13 shots. He made four of them, scored 12 points. I think he only had four first-half points as well, which is when the Lakers really kind of made that run and pushed the game open. So what are your kind of expectations for Zion in his first postseason action with the Pelicans in a rematch against a Lakers team that just kind of held him quiet?
I think the advantage to having to play them back-to-back is just you've adapted to what they're going to do. They are a big, long team. They are physical. Anthony Davis is going to be top three in defensive player of the year. They cause problems on that end. And Zion's one of the players who can kind of power through that, can get Anthony Davis in a little trouble, can get to the line, can you know, get some buckets. And if they're moving the ball, CJ's hitting some threes, Herb's in the corner hitting threes. Like, it can come together, but it's got to start with Zion being more aggressive, getting downhill, and he's going to have to hit some shots. At the end of the day, look, the challenge is LeBron and Anthony Davis have been in a couple big games before. Like, they've been here and done that, and you know that they're going to play well, and you've got to rise to that moment.
We're also hoping to hear that game two back from injury, Brandon Ingram will be a bigger factor for the Pels this game. What do you think he could bring to the matchup that maybe was something that, besides, I guess, scoring that was missing from that game last night?
Just more of a threat. You've got to get these Lakers off balance. And honestly, to succeed in the NBA in general, but particularly come the playoffs, you've got to have multiple shot creators and scoring options. And you've got three when everybody's healthy and rolling. But, you know, like you said, Zion kind of wasn't hitting the shots, wasn't as aggressive as he needs to be. Ingram, first game back, getting his legs under him. He's got to be more aggressive. You're going to have everybody creating against, like I said, a Laker team with just real size out there and real confidence.
I see AD is questionable, Anthony Davis with an injury, but we're pretty positive he's going to end up suiting up tomorrow. Yeah, although there is a ridiculous notion that one of these teams should tank so they don't have to end up facing the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, I saw that, and I'm like, I knew it would become a talking point.
It's very cringeworthy.
It's not the stupidest idea ever.
Like, hey, you know what I'd like to do is I get not wanting to face Denver, especially if you're the Lakers, by the way. They've lost, what, 8 or 9 in a row to them. But your reward for losing is probably Steph Curry and Golden State in a one-off game.
Right.
And that comes with its own risks because, you know, he can just go off for 14 threes and that's the end of it, right? Like, he and Klay Thompson can get rolling. That's not a team I want to see in a one-game scenario if I can avoid it. So the idea of this, you know, in the East where there's this real gap between Miami and Philadelphia and then Chicago and Atlanta, even then I'd be really hesitant because, guys, that's what we love about the NCAA tournament, right? One game, anybody can beat anybody. You get hot from three, it's a good matchup, your guy's going off, you can make that happen. You know, in the NBA, that's just as true. I mean, hey, I'm going to tank so I can get Trae Young for a game. Well, Trae Young can beat you for a game.
Yeah, Kurt, I think it's a ridiculous notion. I'm 100% in agreement with you. I think both these teams are striving for that 7 seed, even with Denver, the reigning champions, on the other side. But you're looking at this, you kind of mentioned it, 16-point loss the Pelicans suffered at home to the Lakers, dropping them to 21-19 at home this season. The rematch, Kurt, who has to be the guy to step up? Is it Zion? Is it CJ? I mean, you saw on the road trip, CJ and Trey Murphy had a couple of really good performances from outside. Yeah. And when the Pelicans are shooting threes at a high clip, they're really tough to beat. So is it, the Pelican shooters need to step up for this game? Is it, any one player in particular? What do you think about this rematch?
Funny, when you said that, my first thought was you needed Trey. And Herb Jones would agree and CJ would agree, but Trey was the first guy to come to mind. You've got to knock down the four, threes. You've got to space them out. The Lakers, if you give them the chance to pack it in and use that length, again, with LeBron and Rui Hachimura and Anthony Davis make a really big front line. This is a long team. Austin Reeves is just one of those feisty, gets under your skin players. They need to knock down threes just to space it out and create room for Zion to get to the basket. Because if you're dragging that out, then things happen. And that didn't happen last game. Nothing really went quite right. And it was tough to turn the momentum, but you come out a little sharper and then you don't get behind the eight ball and it's a game.
What's really tough, too, for me is seeing a guy like Jonas Valanciunas, man. He seems to be less and less involved with this team. And just 7 minutes last game for the Pelicans, and wondering maybe does Willie Green change that? Because obviously you mentioned the length with this Lakers squad. You would think, using JV more would be an advantage.
Kind of depends on the matchup. The problem is he's a little slower.
Right.
And it's a tough matchup with Anthony Davis, who is frankly one of the best bigs in the game. Like, he's going to be an all-NBA player again. He can shoot from the outside a little, but you're going to, again, I think that's why there was some Larry Nance, was just the idea of being quicker, spacing them out a little. That said, you might go with a little more. I think JV is just, unfortunately, as he gets later into his career at this point, he's one of those guys that just the NBA game is moving away from what he does, and it's, at this point, it's just going to be tougher for him in some of these playoff series.
Yeah, it's definitely feeling like the Pelicans are moving away from what he does as well, too.
Yes. Yeah. I think that that's the trend, though, is, you know, everybody wants their big ball handling. You know, LeBron James is handling the ball. So they've got D'Angelo Russell, but push comes to shove, LeBron James has got the ball in his hands. You know, it's Kevin Durant has the ball in his hands. It's these larger Wemby's got the ball in his hands, and he's, you know, a freak. Like, it's just, you're getting these guys who are bigger, who can handle the ball. It becomes, the game is evolving towards, it's not even small ball. It's kind of the versatility and athleticism of the bigs that change everything.
And we've talked a little bit about it, Kurt, but the matchup issues that the Lakers really provide the Pelicans with, their size underneath the forwards of the front court. I mean, some teams are a good matchup for other teams. We saw that the Pelicans, obviously, their length on the wings was a really big problem for what Sacramento liked to do, and they went 5-0 against the Kings this year. Whereas if you're looking at the Lakers and the size that they have in the forwards and the front court, the Pelicans just can't really handle it. They don't have a rim protector. I mean, that's going to be like the biggest position of need entering the offseason, is someone that can really guard the paint. Just because right now, I mean, Larry Nance is, you know, 6'7". Jonas Valanciunas doesn't get minutes. And when he does, he's not a defensive-minded guy. It's just a big area of concern for the Pels, and it's a big reason why the Lakers have a good matchup against them.
And look, the challenge is that's what everybody's kind of looking for now. Rim protection, mobile rim protection is huge, and the guy doesn't have to be Bam Adebayo. Is not necessarily, he's what, 6'9", but provides that. Like, you've just got to find the guys who can provide that at 6'9", 6'10", or taller. And I you're right, I think that that's one of the things they really need to go find. The problem is there's 29 other teams looking for guys like that too.
Yeah, it's definitely an issue. Now, Kurt, looking at the other Western Conference play-in tournament game, the Kings at the Warriors tomorrow night. If the Pelicans do, in fact, lose to the Lakers for the second straight time, LA will take the 7 seed, and then it'll be up to the Pelicans playing for their playoff hopes and their just season hopes, in fact, with that 8-9 game against the winner of that matchup. But what are your thoughts on the Kings and Warriors going at it? The Kings really faltered late, going 4-6 in their last 10. Yeah. We saw, you know, what happened to them against the Pelicans. We saw what happened to them against the Suns, which was really a dagger to the heart for a lot of Pelicans fans, where they could have kind of clinched that playoff spot on Friday had, you know, the Kings not allowed the Suns to go on a 12-4 run and lose by 1 point.
Yeah, the Kings are stumbling down the stretch, and yeah, I know you guys rightfully should be rooting for them, and they can win for a game. Look, Sabonis is really good. De'Aaron Fox is good, but they went with continuity, and they kind of just ran it back with a team that, frankly, overachieved a little last year, got away with not having a great defense, and it caught up with them this year. They're capable for a game, and that's, again, it's the beauty of it, but they're going to have to find a way. They've got to get Sabonis going, which is challenging. Draymond really still orchestrates a pretty high-level defense on that end. They're not the defensive team they used to be. Klay Thompson isn't the defender he used to be, which is a large part of it. They don't have that Andre Iguodala kind of guy on the wing, but they can still kind of be good enough, and then they've got Curry and his gravity. I really do. I've seen Golden State recently. They're playing really well. Sacramento's not. I tend to think that that's going to be a Golden State win, but that's the beauty of the one game thing, is that, and De'Aaron, you know, the same way you guys need, you know, New Orleans needs threes, man. If De'Aaron Fox gets hot from outside and Sabonis is doing Sabonis stuff, suddenly he can just flat out outscore you. And that's kind of that would make for entertaining game for the rest of us. It'd be good for you guys if they can pull that off.
And I'm going to keep ignoring the Eastern Conference here, Kurt, for one other question with the Western Conference playoff pitcher. I mean, last year there were two teams that won 50 games, and this year there were five, nearly six, if the Pelicans had pulled that game out. If the Pelicans had not blown a bunch of different games, but besides the point, if they had not, you know, laid that egg against LA on Sunday, you would have been looking at six teams with 50 wins in the Western Conference. So you know how deep it is. You know how elite the Western Conference pitcher is. The top three teams, the Thunder, the Nuggets, and the Timberwolves, all set in stone right now. The Clippers and the Mavericks was the first playoff matchup that we knew about. So right now, only solidified the Suns and the Timberwolves in the 3-6 matchup, and then the Clippers and the Mavericks in the 4-5. We'll find out more about the play-in tournament, who gets the 7 and the 8. But what are your early thoughts on the playoff picture in the Western Conference with those two matchups already solidified?
Well, the West is so about matchups. Just like you said, because it's deep, because everybody's good, you know, if the Lakers fell to eight, if you guys can win that game and get the seven and the Lakers fall to eight, they just thumped the Thunder. Like, the Thunder don't deal well with them. I think you saw the other day that Phoenix is a real problem for Minnesota. It's been that way all year. They don't, for what is the best defensive team in the league statistically, they really struggle with Phoenix and their three-shot, you know, the shot creators. But I will tell you, Dallas Clippers is the best first-round series.
Agreed.
In the conference. That's just going to be a bloodbath. It is the third year out of five. They know each other really well. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, the Clippers have the bodies to throw at Luka Doncic, but, you know, Kyrie Irving, who's been a model citizen this year, guys, and fit in great there. He's hit one or two big shots. Like, they're just – Dallas, since the All-Star break, since they traded for Gafford and they put Derrick Jones Jr. in the starting lineup, they've played really good defense. Obviously, they can score. I think they're playing better down the stretch, but if Kawhi's back and healthy, this is a 6 or 7-game series.
I think this has 7 written all over it, Kurt.
Yeah.
This series is outstanding. I agree with you 100%. It's the one I'm looking forward to the most of those first-round matchups. But looking at, you know, I think I saw on Twitter someone had posted, it was a Mavericks fan, I'm pretty sure, that this kind of sets up for, like, Luka Doncic's Michael Jordan moment where he couldn't get over the Pistons for so many times. And so, as you said, third time in 5 years that Luka is going to be matching up against, you know, the Clippers in the postseason. It has a lot of kind of intrigue to me about all the star power and all the older star power on the Clippers roster versus this dynamic backcourt of Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. I really can't wait for it. As I mentioned, I think it has 7 written all over it.
I do too. Look, the Clippers were, for a stretch, I was completely on their bandwagon, and I'm based out in L.A. I've seen them up close a lot. That 35-game stretch or so before the All-Star break, they were, if not the best team in the West, as good as Denver. Like, they were phenomenal. And when they're clicking like that, they're capable of that level of play. They've got versatility. They've got a great X's and O's coach. They can beat you a variety of ways. Then after the All-Star break, they became one of those teams that looked like, that acted like a team that thought they could flip the switch. And, man, look, if Denver wants to flip the switch and play a little off that regular season, it's fine because I've seen them. Like, I just don't think teams that haven't flipped it before get to do that. So I'm a little nervous about them coming in. And then there's the ultimate deciding factor, which is, where is Kawhi's knee? Like, he's going to have 21 days off. But if he's not all the way back for this series, they're in trouble.
Kurt, thank you for a little bit of your time, and I'll be joining, hopefully be talking to you more, hoping the Pelicans end up continuing on in this postseason run.
Yeah, let's get that first round matchup with Denver, Kurt. We'll have you on to break that down.
Yeah. I would love to, man. Pelicans are one of the most fun teams to watch in the league right now. Like, they've been so entertaining. So yeah, they'd be great against Denver. That'd be fun.
Thank you, Kurt, again.
Take care.
Thanks, Kurt.
Lead NBA writer and managing editor for NBC Sports, Kurt Heelan, there with some info on us about the Pelicans and that upcoming matchup tomorrow night against the LA Lakers in the Smoothie King Center.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.